is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of September, 2016. It's the birthday of the poet William Carlos Williams, 1883, Rutherford, New Jersey. The Irish writer Frank O'Connor, born in Cork in 1903. It's the birthday of the novelist Ken Kesey, born in La Junta, Colorado, in 1935. It was on this day, 1787, the U.S. Constitution was signed by delegates at the final meeting of the Constitutional Convention, replacing the Articles of Confederation, under which there was no president. The state governments were far more powerful than the central government. Not a single state was paying all of its federal taxes, and the government had no way to force them to do it. Pirates were attacking American ships. The government didn't have money to pay them off. Troops were deserting. The weak national military was no help to states that needed it. James Madison said, "If some very strong props are not applied, the present system will tumble to the ground." So he and other leaders organized this Constitutional Convention as a way to force the states to create a unified central government. 55 delegates met. Hot summer, Philadelphia, spent 4 months trying to write the document, including George Washington, who rarely spoke, Alexander Hamilton, who skipped out on most of the meetings, but he wrote the Federalist Papers arguing why the Constitution should be ratified, Governor Morris, who wrote the preamble, 81-year-old Benjamin Franklin could no longer walk, had to be carried in, James Madison, who showed up every day, took detailed notes on all the proceedings, argued tirelessly for a strong central government. He was a small man, 5'6", weighed 120 pounds, became known as the father of the Constitution. A Georgia delegate said, "Mr. Madison always comes forward the best informed man of any point in debate." Here's a poem for today by Robin Sarah, entitled Riveted. It is possible that things will not get better than they are now or have been known to be. It is possible that we are past the middle now. It is possible that we have crossed the great water without knowing it and stand now on the other side. Yes, I think that we have crossed it. Now we are being given tickets, and they are not tickets to the show we had been thinking of, but to a different show, clearly inferior. Check again. It is our own name on the envelope. The tickets are to that other show. It is possible that we will walk out of the darkened hall without waiting for the last act. People do, some people do, but it is probable that we will stay seated in our narrow seats all through the tedious denouement at the unsurprising end, riveted, as it were, spellbound by our own imperfect lives, because they are lives, and because they are ours. Riveted, a poem by Robin Sarah from her collection A Day's Grace, published by the Porcupine's Quill and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LegalZoom, providing legal help to Americans with online services, customer support, and independent legal advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.